No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here to explore your faith, to meet new people, and to strengthen your personal relationship with God. Welcome to Pilgrim Church UCC on this very special Sunday morning. We're celebrating Thanksgiving and Stewardship Sunday. We will hear a little bit more about stewardship, and I would like to ask everyone to fill out our attendance sheets at this time. I don't think I have any more announcements. I think we will have plenty of announcements this morning. So, Alice.
I just have a very quick one. I want to thank everybody who showed up to work the fair and had fun at the fair. And right now, our preliminary profit is $7,900.
Wow.
And that doesn't include the thrift shop or the ladies' group.
Wow.
Or the mini fair. Today's the mini fair.
Any other announcements? Kathy?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just to give you a heads up, we are going to, the Giving Tree will be up next Sunday. The Giving Tree is where we buy Christmas gifts for children, who the gifts go to the front door agency to who they give them out. So next week, look on the wall between my office and Reverend Melinda's office. There'll be cards there of gifts you can get for children. My second thing is, as some of you know, this is Chris's last Sunday with us. His job is taking him away from us for a while, so the choir has a little something for Chris if you would like to come here. We just want to say thank you for 24 years of music. You got us out of our rut and into so much more exciting music, and we thank you very much. So
and if there are no other announcements, Pauline will do our call of stewardship moment first.
Good morning. I just wanted to take a few minutes to share my quick Commitment Sunday thoughts with all of you. I thank God every single day for leading me here to Pilgrim Church. He knew exactly what I needed and when I needed it. I'm so happy and grateful to be part of this loving and generous community. I'm very fortunate to be working and to have a career that allows me to live comfortably and still share what I have with others. I know my good fortune comes from God, and I happily share that with Pilgrim Church. I've been able to grow spiritually because of Pilgrim Church and its members. And I wouldn't be here where I am today in my faith journey if it weren't for all of you helping me on my way. I've learned so much from so many of you. Thank you for that. Today, when I pledge, I will do it knowing that I am helping Pilgrim Church continue to help others like me grow in their faith journey. Thank you for allowing me to share these thoughts with all of you. And as a member of the operational stewardship team, thank you for considering to pledge in 2019 to Pilgrim Church. And I just wanted to mention that the Ark is here, and during the offering, we'll be walking after the ushers with it. If you would like to put your pledge card in today, you don't have to put it in today if you still want to consider what you want to pledge. It will be here at the end of the service. It will be, and we'll move it to the narthex if you would like to do it later. And anytime that you would like. If it's not today, that's fine. You can always give your pledge card to Kathy or put it in the collector's box or mail it to the church attention collector. Thank you. Okay, please stand if you're able and join me into the call to worship. Come with hearts overflowing in gratitude. God has done great things for us. Be glad and rejoice. We rejoice in God's gifts. Sing praises to our God who loves and cares about us. We praise God for our lives, for harvest and abundant blessings. Let us worship God. The opening hymn today is number 419. Now thank we all our God. Please remain standing and join me in the prayer of invocation. Giver of life, for sunshine and showers, we give you thanks. For food and drink, we praise you. For clothing and shelter, we bestow our gratitude. In this sacred space and time, gather our burdens and worries, and instead fill us with your comforting presence, the Holy Spirit. Shelter us from fear and despair. Free us from everything that separates us from your love. Help us rest assured in your arms, knowing that your loving care is enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated. And now, can I have the young and young at heart come forward for children's time? Come on, brave young people. Well, actually, I will need two volunteers, and they can be any age here, two people who will help me. Okay, I have one and two. Okay, two brave volunteers who will distribute these papers to the congregation. So I don't know if we need an adult's help with that. Do you mind, like, okay, so can you do like this side and this side, okay? Just keep, yes, just pass them out. You can just, yeah, let people take their own leaf or whatever that is. And Pauline will show us the beautiful, it's actually a flower. So you will see the end results in the fellowship hall. What we would like to ask you to do after you took one of these petals, actually, then would you mind writing your blessing on, or maybe more than one, maybe one. More than one, one, whatever you decide, but at least one blessing that you can think of during children's time, because at the end of children's time, the young people will collect these petals and they will take them with them to the fellowship hall and stick them on that beautiful flower. So you can see the end results a little bit later in the fellowship hall. And you young people, would you like to tell me, I have a very easy question for you. What does it mean to be grateful? You can't answer that. What is to be grateful?
I can't say it.
Okay. Well, maybe an older person can tell me, like an older kid, an adult kid. What does it mean to be grateful? You can say too.
To appreciate what you have in life.
Oh, that's great. So for younger people, thank you for distributing the petals.
To say thank you.
Do you want to see the words that I wrote down? Cindy is my mind reader. She's the official mind reader. Exactly. So, young people, this is a big word, to be grateful, but it actually just means?
Thank you.
Thank you. Exactly. So, to appreciate the things, that was excellent. That was a perfect definition, by the way. So, to appreciate the things that we have in life. So why don't you give me an example? We'll ask the older kids first to give us an example of what they appreciate in life or what they would like to say thank you for, or somebody to say thank you to.
I'm thankful for my family.
For what?
Say it again.
My family.
Oh, that's beautiful. For my family. Yes, older kids.
She took my answer.
Okay, well, okay, that's your answer.
Good health.
Good health. Okay, so we're grateful for good health.
Family, apartment, food.
Apartment, that's good, good. What makes you happy? Somebody?
Baby sister,
perfect.
Having different families in different states.
Okay.
It's a metaphor.
Okay.
My granddaughters.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Having shelter.
Okay, very good, very good. What makes you happy? How about your stuffed animals? What makes you happy? Does anything make you happy? Okay, what makes you happy?
My children.
Okay, your children. What makes you happy?
My family.
Your family, okay.
My family.
Your family.
Food.
Food, excellent, that's my answer, I'm kidding.
To have friends.
Friends, yes, that's a really good answer. So Pauline, you're standing here, you have to
okay,
say something.
Okay, my children, aww, my grandchildren, and my church family, and my husband, I guess I'll add him.
Okay, well, I thought you included him and my children, I'm kidding. So yes, so don't forget to write down your answers because at the end of the service we'll pick them up. So when we think about our family or our children, grandchildren, adult, you know, our parents, stuffed animals, anything that makes you happy and, you know, it teaches us to be grateful. So today we will say thank you to God. And we will do the same exact thing. You can say the same exact word. We will be praying together. So I will say, you know, we thank you, God. And you will say the word that you just said earlier. You can say whatever you are thankful for. And then we will end our children's time with this prayer of all these words that we just collected earlier, okay? So I thank you, God.
I thank you, God. For my family.
For your family, perfect.
For good health.
Food, apartment, family.
For my family.
Lots of families.
My grandchildren.
For shelter.
My children.
My family.
My family.
For food.
My friends.
Family.
Amen. So thank you everyone for helping me end this children's time with the prayer, and now you may go and have, but you will have to collect the, will the same people collect these papers? How do we do this? You know what? Maybe we'll leave the leaves here, or should we leave them in there? I don't know. We'll leave a few in here too, in case somebody forgot. And you can collect the ones that people filled out, same way. So thank you all, and you may go to Care Camp. And the congregation will sing after they give their petals back. Hymn number 422, Come All Thankful People Come, 422.
Thank you.
The first reading today is from the second book of Joel, verses 21 through 27. Do not be afraid, land of Judah. Be glad and rejoice. Surely the Lord has done great things. Do not be afraid, you wild animals, for the pastures in the wilderness are becoming green. The trees are bearing fruit, their fruit. The fig tree and the vine yield their riches. Be glad, people of Zion. Rejoice in the Lord, your God, for he has given you the autumn rains because he is faithful. He sends you abundant showers. Excuse me. Both autumn and spring rains, as before, the threshing floors will be filled with grain, the vats will overflow with new wine and oil. Sorry about that. I will repay you for the years of the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locust and the locust swarm. My great army that I send among you, I will have plenty to eat and you will have plenty to eat until you are full, and you will praise the name of the Lord your God, who has worked wonders for you. Never again will my people be shamed. Then you will know that I am in Israel, that I am the Lord your God, and that there is no other. Never again will my people be shamed. The second reading today is the Psalm 126, the Song of Ascents. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them.
Just free. Always be enough that you gave your life. Jesus, you are mine.
Thank you, Chris and choir. Our third reading this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. Jesus says, "Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap, nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? And why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these. But if God, who clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what we will wear? For it is the Gentiles who strive for all these things. And indeed your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring worries of its own. Today's trouble is enough for today." Let us pray. Almighty God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. An old, tired-looking dog wandered into Bill's yard. He could tell from the dog's collar and well-fed belly that this dog had a home. But the dog still behaved strangely. He followed Bill everywhere. He walked into the house, down the hall, and fell asleep in a peaceful corner in the living room. An hour later, the dog went to the door, and Bill let him out. The next day, the same thing happened. The old dog was back. He walked into the house, down the hall, then slept for an hour in a corner. This continued for weeks. After a while, Bill got curious. He pinned a note to the dog's collar. Every afternoon, your dog comes to my house for a nap. The next day, the same dog arrived at the same time with a different note pinned to his collar. He lives in a home with 5 children. He's just trying to catch up on his sleep. Can I come with him tomorrow? Well, I'm sure you've heard this joke before, but when I first heard this joke, I didn't know how tiring it would be to have even one child, let alone 5. I admire those women who raise many children, regardless of their number. It's more than a full-time job. It's an all-the-time job. Even one little baby gives me plenty to do. However, today I can tell you she's also my greatest joy. Today, when we are celebrating Thanksgiving Sunday, Sophia is the first person who comes to my mind. I'm grateful for the gift of being a mother and having a good baby, even if I don't get too much sleep when she is teething. I'm also grateful for Tancred, my husband, and my parents who live with me and help me with the baby. I'm grateful for my big, loving family, even though they live on both sides of the ocean. Just like Aaron said, you know, they live everywhere. I wasn't sure if that was a blessing or a curse or whatever. But some of my family members still live in Transylvania. Some live in Hungary. My brother lives in Austria. My uncles live in Germany. Then on Tancred's side, some live in Maine, some in Connecticut, and some still in New Jersey. So I'm grateful for all my family members and give thanks to God for all of them, even the ones that are a little bit pains in the neck. But today I'm also grateful for all of you who attend here at Pilgrim Church. I'm grateful for all of you. If you have been attending here for a very long time, longer than I've been alive, I'm not looking at anyone. And I'm grateful for you if this is your first time at Pilgrim Church, sitting in this beautiful sanctuary. So welcome. We love and welcome everyone here. So let me give thanks for all of you here in the pews. And I know this may sound strange. You have to answer it. It's probably God calling. But I'm grateful for this month, for the month of November, because I just celebrated my birthday. It's a very large number, so I can't tell you what it was, but I just celebrated my birthday and Tancred's birthday. And we had a great time, even though we didn't go to Nashville and, you know, beautiful places like that, but we had a great time. And the generous people of Abstu even let me play hooky because their meeting was exactly on the 14th. So thank you to Abstu members for being so understanding and kind to me. I had a wonderful birthday celebration with Tancred, Sophia, and my parents because of you. And I'm also grateful because I see signs of spiritual growth in our congregation. Many people are stepping up to help Pilgrim Church UCC become a more loving and welcoming congregation for all people. I'm grateful that this church finally became an ONA church, even if the discernment process started a long time ago, even before I came here. I'm grateful that your hearts are wide open and our doors are open wider to all people, regardless of their background. I'm grateful for all those secret angels who work very hard to save money for our congregation by fixing and installing things in the building, or by working together at the fair yesterday. Well, I don't see Kelly here, but thank you, Kelly, for organizing this enormous event. So my soul is grateful for all these signs that this church will flourish in the future. Thank you for all your sacrifice and your great, big, loving heart. I'm also thankful for everyone in my life who challenges me to grow spiritually, who teaches me to depend more on God and not on my own wisdom. I want to thank all of you who are constantly loving, accepting, and challenging me to become a better person. It's not always easy to remain thankful when we are suffering or going through difficult times. It's not easy to thank God for the little gifts and miracles when our circumstances are less than ideal. However, finding ways to be grateful, even when life is tough, can teach us to become more spiritual. Gratitude teaches us about the joy of being present, of the joy present in following Christ in all and any circumstances. I got lost in my text, too many words. In our text, Jesus points out that we don't need to worry about anything. God, who provides for the lilies of the fields and the birds in the air, will take care of our every need. Jesus walked around with open eyes and open ears. He lived in the expectation that God would provide, and he left worry behind. Just as the beauty of nature taught Jesus how God worked mysteriously and invisibly behind the scene, natural beauty can be a source of faith for us today. Mountains, butterflies, and rainbows. Well, we don't have too many rainbows in November, but, you know, in general, can feed our souls. I believe that when we are grateful for the little things in life, there's not much room left in there for worries and fears. When we focus on the good and positive, our glass will always be at least half, if not overflowing, with the words of Psalm 23. When we are grateful for what we have and the people whom we know, it's hard to worry about anything. An attitude of gratitude soothes our fears and helps us not to worry. And fear is just the opposite of love. Just listen to 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves punishment, and the one who fears is not perfected in love. I guess we are all losing our voices today. Worry is being afraid that our future will not be exactly how we imagined it or planned it. I'll say it again. Worry is being afraid that our future will not be exactly how we planned it. But what if God imagined something even more glorious and wonderful for our future than we could envision on our own? What if we simply trusted God? What if we trusted that God loves us and wants the best for us? Only with full trust in God can we let go of worry and become Christ's hands and feet in this world. If we look back at the history of God's people, we see a theme repeating itself. Even when we make mistakes, when we get in trouble, God forgives us and frees us from our difficulties. God loves us unconditionally. God loves us when we are good and when we make mistakes. God always welcomes us back home, for God cannot forsake us. Even when we do not understand what's happening in our lives, we can rely on one thing. God loves us. We can count on God's love, so there is no need to worry. God's unfailing love is always with God's children, even when we cannot feel it. That love carries all of us. I am forever grateful for the love of God, for it gives me strength to serve you. It gives me joy even when life is difficult. So this Thanksgiving, let us be brave and loving. Let us give our worries to Christ. Let us give thanks to God, who loves us with an unfailing love. Let us fill our hearts with gratitude, because there are so many things in our lives to be grateful for. Today, I wish you not only a tasty turkey and pumpkin pie, or whichever pie you like, but a meaningful holiday when you remember to give thanks with a grateful heart. Well, that's exactly what we will be singing now. You have an insert in your bulletin, "Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart." Be seated. Let us pray. Generous God, on this Thanksgiving Sunday, we rejoice and give thanks for all the blessings we have received from you. We thank you for giving us people who love us. We thank you for our families, friends, and a loving church community. We thank you for our country and our state, and for Nashua, that is full of natural beauty. Open our eyes to see your creativity and generosity in nature. Today we are grateful for the men and women who serve us, for the people who keep us safe and healthy. We thank you for the doctors, nurses, police, firefighters, and for the men and women in the armed forces. Send your peace and love into our world and help us to serve each other as your hands and feet. And at this time, we intercede for everyone on Pilgrim's Prayer List. We pray for Sue, Irene, Nancy, Norm, Mark, Peggy, Jack, Noah. We pray for the stewardship team, and we pray for the people in the military. We also say special prayers for Dottie, for safe travels, for Christopher. And we pray for safe travels for all people during this holiday season. And we also pray for those who are grieving a loss of a loved one. Today we celebrate with the families of all these people who are celebrating their birthdays, for Violet, Chloe, Caleb, Christina, Mitch, Andrew, and Keith. We thank you for all the children you sent to us, for the future of our world and our church. We ask you to bless us with patience, forgiveness, and love on this upcoming Thanksgiving celebration. And now as we slow down for a moment, may your Holy Spirit fill us with gratitude. And now pray with me the words Jesus taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Give thanks with a grateful heart, and now let us gather our gifts together and offer them to God in gratitude and praise. And now our ushers will come forward to receive our morning tithes and offerings. And we will also have our, what is this, covenant, Ark of the Covenant walk around. Thank you. And now let us pray together the words of prayer of dedication. Bountiful God, we look forward to your harvest each year. Our tables overflow with the goodness of your green earth. Our tables, however, are pale in comparison to the splendor that awaits us and all of your children at your heavenly banquet. Receive these offerings as we thank you for your many blessings. Help us be mindful of those who go without as we feast and make merry during this festive season. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn is hymn number 506, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Beloved of God, place your whole trust in God's absolute and abundant love. Feel the powerful presence of God in your life and know that God's blessings are with you. Go in peace and may God's peace always be with you. Amen.